This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Bob Woodward is out promoting his new book that comes out tomorrow about President Trump's White House, the president's hammering the book and Woodward. The president tweets this morning, the famed Watergate reporter is a liar, and he cites the proximity of November's midterm elections to tomorrow's release of the book. Many of those close to the president also still steamed at the anonymous op-ed purported to be written by a senior official in the Trump administration. Counselor to the president Kellyanne Conway says,
those of us who have the privilege of serving at the highest levels in this White House or in this government, we take our responsibility seriously. And those who don't, get out today.
She spoke on Fox and Friends this morning. Hurricane Florence expected to take aim at the Carolinas and Virginia on Thursday or early Friday. Those governors have already declared states of emergency. Emergency. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
In Northern California, the Delta Fire north of Redding has burned 40,000 acres, and it's only 5% contained.
According to CAL FIRE, two single-family residences and two combination residential and commercial buildings have been destroyed. California's largest freeway, Interstate 5, still remains closed after 3 days. CHP and other organizations are discussing when they can reopen it.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. The Syrian government may be preparing to use chlorine gas against the nation's last rebel stronghold, according to U.S. officials. Washington preparing options for a response if the regime of President Bashar al-Assad was to carry out that attack. Now former CBS CEO Les Moonves says he is saddened to have to step down after accusations of sexual misconduct. A dozen women have now accused Moonves of misconduct. Six of the 12 claims coming to light over the weekend. He denies all of them. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
An investigation's begun by the FBI after a U.S. Border Patrol agent was shot, though not injured, yesterday while driving near a port of entry between San Diego and Tijuana. The shots believed to have come from the Mexican side of the border. Authorities in Mexico picked up two suspects in connection with the incident, including one in possession of a gun, and he remains in custody while the other man has since been released. Cindy McCain is making her first public appearance since the funeral of her husband, Senator John McCain. She served as the honorary captain for the Arizona Cardinals at yesterday's game in Glendale, the Cardinals winning the coin toss but losing the game to the Redskins 24-6. It was another successful launch for SpaceX and also another successful landing. After a more than one-hour weather delay, a Falcon 9 rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station shortly before 1 a.m. Eastern time today and deployed a communications satellite into orbit. That satellite to provide broadband communication services to China and Southeast Asia. Minutes after the launch, the Falcon 9 booster landed on SpaceX's drone ship. which means it'll be able to be reused. And The Nun is this weekend's top film. It earned $53.5 million in its first week in theaters in the U.S. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barr.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. We've got a lot going on here. Kay Wills Wyman is going to be joining us in just a moment. Looking forward to a conversation with her. Kay is a former White House staffer, international banker and entrepreneur, mom of five, and author of two books. She blogs at the popular themoatblog.com. And has been featured on the Today Show, CNN, Focus on the Family. She lives in Dallas, Texas, and her new book is Not the Boss of Us, Putting Overwhelmed in Its Place in a Do-All, Be-All World. We talk about the tyranny of the urgent. There's so many things pulling at us that will knock us off guard, and before you know it, we're the effect of all these outside forces instead of, living on purpose. I got to tell you, I'll share a personal story with you. Many years ago, I was exposed to a study by Charles Hobbs. And Charles Hobbs was inspired, his study was inspired by Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin, when you go back historically, we read that he was a fanatic about time management. And I thought it was brilliant, because one of the things a lot of people may not understand about and appreciate about Benjamin Franklin was, the other things I appreciate was that he would take a virtue, like truthfulness, for example, and that would be the virtue of the week. And he would evaluate himself throughout the week on how he was doing with truthfulness, and the following week he might pick up another virtue like gratitude and see and evaluate himself accordingly. But the other thing that Benjamin Franklin focused on was time management. And Charles Hobbs took a lot of the principles that Benjamin Franklin had utilized, and I like the concept. What Dr. Hobbs did was he said you cannot manage time if you cannot manage yourself. He talked about incongruities, and incongruities came out. Some of us would look at it and say, well, that was sin. But there are things that are intrinsic to your conscience, your inner values of what you're all about, your inner compass. And any violation of that inner compass would make it impossible for you to manage time. But anyway, we'll talk more about it. But right now, I understand we've got Kay on the phone, and I do want to bring her on because, as I said, with the overwhelming introduction that I was giving her as we were trying to, you know, wait for her with anticipation. Kay, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about your book. I was bragging on you. I told everybody you were a former White House staffer. And first of all, because of that, I want you to tell everybody that you did not write that anonymous New York Times op-ed piece, did you?
I did not write that piece. Although it would be interesting to see who it turns out to be if they find that. But it certainly does play into stuff that overwhelms us these days, doesn't it?
It really does. I was talking with somebody else, Bob Walaszewski from Focus on the Family, and I know you've done a lot with Jim Daly and Focus as well, and he's honored you, really respects your work, and we think of Jim. But the thing is we were talking about with Bob was that, for me, the crossroads has come in this world, as unspiritual as it is, as we continue to see things according to our own eyes, as the book of Judges mm-hmm. says, we've gotten further and further away from God. And what God's been working with me on is, just the pivotal question, does it honor God or does it not? Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
I find in my attitude and in my behavior, if I'm honoring God, it goes well, even if it's tough. I'm still better off. But if I don't honor God and I want to see things according to my own eyes, then I get into the fray of the political. And it's easy for me to do that. Yeah. And I've got to watch myself.
Yeah. Boy, that's such a great word. And it does go back to even the honoring part. Is a part of that is believing him.
Yes.
And I think we bump into this, this engaging with truth, which I love that you brought that from Benjamin Franklin even, because this stuff spans time. Like truth mm-hmm. is, has been, and always will be. Mm-hmm. And God is true, and he can't change. And God is faithful, and he can't not be faithful. And it's like, okay, if that's the case, do I really believe these truths that are woven throughout Scripture that inform me of my own identity and my self-worth and inform the world today according to his standard and according to his truth, part of it being that he actually is Lord over all, mm-hmm. that there is no earthly authority that is over him, and that he allows these things to happen, like this environment that we live in, and do we allow that environment to, like, stick our feet into that hurricane and get all wrapped up in the storm and let that rule our thoughts? Because if that's ruling my thoughts, I can't even see the person next to me who matters a lot.
Exactly.
And who is dealing with fear, or who's dealing with insecurities, or who's dealing with misinformation about themselves. And that mm-hmm. could be my kid, even.
Exactly. And those are so critical. And we get so distracted, to your point, Kay, with these other things. Hear God in his beneficence, in his inimitable way, as C.S. Lewis would call, ineffable way of designing everything to be a blessing, everything to promote life. And we get caught up in these things that are so motivated by man that we don't even know how to answer, because you say we've abandoned the truth. We don't know how to answer the issue of abortion. I mean, we've got a Supreme Court justice that's being confirmed, and we're in the fight and fray of all this stuff. And what does it come down to? It comes down to man's perception of abortion and that how it has to be protected. Well, what about the unborn? If we can ask that question. Well, no, you can't even bring that question up, because it's all about a woman's right. Now, where in God's word does it say that the woman's right trumps all?
Well, and I think even in politicizing, in the things that we do that make them political ideologies, where people are like, well, I've got to fight for this, because this, if I don't fight for it, it's like the right of life to the one that has not yet been born is absolutely important according to God's scripture. And so is the life of the person who's carrying that baby.
Yes.
And it's like, what misinformation has been flowing to that person to say that the life doesn't matter that's in you. Because, by the way, if there's some major stuff on the other side of that's going to hurt that person, it's like we love that person well, too, to go, I'm not sure what you're afraid of, but let's talk about that.
Well, like you said at the onset, do we believe that God has the capacity to handle this issue, right?
They're huge, but I can tell you the thing that I've learned through all of this is that people matter.
Without a doubt. Kay, we got to leave it right there. We got to go to break. More from Kay Wima right after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
The cross has the final word. The
know, if we really believed that the cross has the final word, could you imagine what this country, what this world, what your life, what your family would be about? Kay, it overwhelms me, you know, to consider what could be.
Exciting.
Yeah.
And it's like, why not be overwhelmed by that? And that's how I even started putting these concepts down on paper, because I watched my kids struggling under, you know, things like performance pressures, which say to them, you're only okay if, you know, you're only okay if you make this team. You're only okay if you make this grade. You're only okay if you get this job. You're only okay if you get into this college. And it's sort of like, seriously? Like, or make a certain score on a test. And I'm like, even the gauging of this test change. Like, are we really going to put your self-worth into that basket? It's like, no.
Right. Exactly.
Why not be overwhelmed by truth? You know, that you were created from the beginning with unique purpose and gifting, and you're not a mistake, and you're seen, and you're loved. And it's like, can we for a second be overwhelmed by that? And, I mean, if you're overwhelmed by the cross where the words, it is finished, were spoken, not like I'm thinking about finishing it or today, but not tomorrow. It's like, it's finished. It's victorious. And you know, you're a child of the King.
Exactly.
Of the King. It's like,
yes.
If we believe that for a minute, it really dials down the volume of the things that often seem to trap our thoughts. And maybe for 5 minutes during the day, we can have freedom. And in that freedom, like going, oh, yeah, this doesn't need to steal from me. Let me go to the stuff that gives life.
Exactly.
That's actually true. And, you know, maybe in that moment, it gets our eyes off of ourselves for 5 minutes, and we could probably see the person walking alongside who needs to hear that word, too.
Yeah.
Because they matter.
And our kids need to understand that it's not new. This goes back to the garden.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, right?
For sure.
I mean, you know, Satan himself, the father of all lies, went to Eve and said, you know, first of all, question God. Did God really say? And this is what's happening at all fronts. But if you are not armored up, and particularly what comes to mind here as you were speaking, Kay, is the shield of faith. The shield of faith is what blocks out those fiery darts. Okay. So when those thoughts, those thinking thoughts come in, as Zig Ziglar would say, where is your shield of faith? If you don't have it and you're not used to using it, you're easy pickings for the evil one, and you get knocked off balance, you're off purpose, now you're frustrated, and you're overwhelmed, as you say, which is the new normal, but you're overwhelmed for all the things that were already finished, that are really, they're worthless. They're not important in God's perfect scheme and reason for your existence.
Yeah, and so that exist in this world, we live, and we probably heard those words, you're in the world, but not of it.
Right.
And it's like, can we live in this world? Let's actually live. Because, you know, going back to the garden, the one that didn't run or hide is the one who gave them clothing, like the perfect clothing that they couldn't have even come up with themselves.
Right.
And it's like, he does the same. If he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, he does that for us today, the same thing. And it's like, wow, could I let my thoughts possibly consider those things to be true when I'm bombarded by, you know, outward appearance pressures, because people are hit by that. There's a new survey that was done last week stating that they're lowering the age, like they're putting guidelines on the ages of when teenagers can have cosmetic surgery, because the percentages have increased so greatly over the last 5 years. And it's like, we need to think about this before. It's like, why would those kids be wanting cosmetic surgery? So they can look like the celebrities they see on their Instagram feeds, whatever it is. And it's like, wow, back up for a second, you know, and let's put truth into that. You are beautifully made. You are, you know, there's beauty inherent within you. A number on a tag size is a number on a piece of paper.
Right.
It's not a definer of who you are as a person. And it's like, please, let's think about that and be heralding that so that you can live in it, but not be of it.
What do we lose in the process, Kay, when we start manufacturing our lives like that?
I think we lose freedom. I think we lose that freedom for which you've been set free, which may be a phrase, again, that we've heard about. But when you anchor your thoughts on truth, It's actually freedom that is ushered in. And I think a lot of it is the freedom of the captivity of our thoughts, which tend to be more judgmental of ourselves than anybody else. And they did a study. Dove has done some really interesting studies, and they did just even not to put this on beauty, because it could be on anything. It could be on what your title is at work or anything like that. We're so quick to be happy for others and to see the good in others and to see the beauty in others. They said that over 96% of people will quickly say the good things in somebody else, and 86% won't say anything good about themselves. And so I think freedom is the biggest thing that comes, that you could actually for a moment believe that you have worth. That, you know, it's like the cost that has been paid for you and how precious you actually are in the sight of God is worth contemplating for a moment, because he himself says it in Isaiah 43. You know, I call you by name. You are mine. You are precious in my sight. You are honored, and I love you.
Mm.
I think that's what's missing.
You know, without a doubt. I mean, just that short verse is so powerful and affirming, isn't it?
I feel it is. Think about that.
Yes, exactly.
Be overwhelmed by that, yeah.
Well, your book, Not the Boss of Us, Putting Overwhelmed in Its Place in a Do-All, Be-All World. Why this book?
Why? Because I am frustrated at what the do-all, be-all, and even buying into circumstances, like that those determine whether or not we're okay. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of watching it hurt people. I'm tired of what it's done to some very close friends of ours and to a friend of my daughter's, who really was the clincher, because it doesn't just steal from you. It is now reaching over and killing. And it's like, no, you don't get to do that, because truth wins and has won and always will win. Can we let that have a seat at the table, like a real seat at the table, to inform our identity and our worth, because it's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, in chapter one, you talk about the beginning of the end of overwhelmed as we knew it. Unwrap that. We've only got a couple of minutes left, so it's going to be really hard to get into much of this. So I'm going to let you lead into a summary, because this is a must read for people to be encouraged and to really put these things in perspective, because we are bombarded with so many things that are commanding our time. In fact, speaking of another survey, I thought it was quite interesting. They asked people, if you had another hour in your life, what would you do with that hour? You know what the number one answer was?
What?
Sleep.
Spend time with people?
Sleep. No, sleep. Sleep was the number one answer. This is, you talk about being overwhelmed. And we know at the basis of, part of the basis of our being and being set is being properly rested. This is something the Bible calls us to do, to make sure that we're not running pell-mell and wiping ourselves out and burning ourselves out. But anyway, real quick summary here, and where they can get their hands on the copy of your book, Not the Boss of Us.
Well, okay, so you can get it at any bookstore, and the quick summary is this. We started calling it out, and I think that's the key to ending it as we know it. When you start to feel it, call it out, and have somebody there that you can do that with audibly, so that you can see it, say it, and we call it say it, to say those taboo things that tend to be shaming or isolating and all that, to be able to bring it out in the open, and then put truth literally right next to it. This is what I think, you know, and I started it with my kids. What is it that's stealing from you? Well, I have to, and then fill in the blank in order to be okay. And it's like, let's figure out that have to and put truth next to it. And it's very powerful, and it's life-giving, and I've watched them fight for their friends to find life in the mix, too.
Kay Wills-Wyma has been our guest.
Yeah.
Kay, you're awesome. Thank you so much. We've got to have you back.
So much.
Appreciate it.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Bob Woodward is out promoting his new book that comes out tomorrow about President Trump's White House, the president's hammering the book and Woodward. The president tweets this morning, the famed Watergate reporter is a liar, and he cites the proximity of November's midterm elections to tomorrow's release of the book. Many of those close to the president also still steamed at the anonymous op-ed purported to be written by a senior official in the Trump administration, counselor to the president Kellyanne Conway says.
Those of us who have the privilege of serving at the highest levels in this White House or in this government, we take our responsibility seriously. Those who don't, get out today.
She spoke on Fox and Friends this morning. Hurricane Florence expected to take aim at the Carolinas and Virginia on Thursday or early Friday. Those governors have already declared states of emergency. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the air I breathe. You are the soul I breathe. You are the world I can win. This is how I flag in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I breathe.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour again. I want to thank Kay Wills Wima. Her book, Not the Boss of Us, Putting Overwhelmed in Its Place in a Do-All, Be-All World. In this book, you are going to be on a journey of replacing heavy stress pressures and expectations with truth. This is why truth matters. This is why we're so committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Real conversations for real families facing the crazy world in which we live in right now. What are we doing about it? Are we affecting the world? Is the world affecting us? People of faith especially, because people that do not have faith are counting on us. I mean, even the Gallup poll here about 18 months ago, one of the things I thought was quite interesting that came out of that poll was secular America was saying, hey, we're the people of faith. We need the people of faith. I had to laugh in part, frankly, because they've been telling people of faith, look, we don't need your Christmas tree. We don't need your Jesus at Christmas. Why don't you get out of the fray and leave us alone? We're doing fine. Oh, really? Now look at this chaotic world in which we live in, and I can appreciate people of faith right now who every morning wake up on their knees saying, Lord, help us. What do we do now? How do we enter into this incredible fight, this cultural war that is taking place? Up next with us is Dr. Jeff Brodsky. I've been looking forward to having this discussion with Dr. Jeff, an author and humanitarian who has been going barefoot for over 8 years. This is an incredible story. Dr. Jeff, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Great to have you here to tell your story, the least of these. When we hear the least of these, of course, it echoes immediately. For me, it echoes from the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is from the Word of God. When I started doing this, and I started, as far as the barefoot journey, mm-hmm. I was with what I would consider the least of these. I mean, I found a group of children living in a garbage dump, and they were just searching for the freshest food that they could find, all of them living in there barefoot. This was in Phnom Penh in Cambodia. Mm-hmm. When I saw them in their bare feet, I couldn't get that picture out of my mind. You know, and you can't understand the full impact of it because you don't get the smells unless you're there walking through the sludge. When I was in my hotel room that night, I took off my shoes and socks, and I had a conversation with God. I felt that He was impressing on me to go barefoot in solidarity with those children and all impoverished and especially trafficked children from around the world for 1 year. Now, I live at 9,000 feet elevation in the mountains of Colorado. I thought, oh, my gosh, what would I do in the winter?
Right.
And I just knew that if God is telling you to do something, you either say yes or no. There's no maybe. Mm. I said yes, and I decided that I would do it for 1 year. And 1 year later, I literally sat on my couch. I had a pair of, I just wanted to feel a sock on my foot. I haven't had even a sock on either one of my feet for 2,974 days, like you said, over 8 years now. And I couldn't get them past my toes. It was as if God sent an angel to pull the other way, and I had a tug of war and just cried out and said, God, what do you want from me? And it just went for a whole year. And that still small voice spoke to me, Bill, and this is what I heard. If you were in the room with me, you would not have heard it. Mm-hmm. I heard these words verbatim. Keep going. Those children are still out there. And, you know, I started my journey of searching for the least of these. I'm a Messianic Jew. Mm-hmm. And when I first started reading the scriptures and the words of Jesus, and I came across the words, the least of these, I thought, well, who are they? Who's that? And I began a search. I began a search for many, many years. I went to the Children of Biafra. I visited Mother Teresa in her home for the destitute and dying in Calcutta. I literally searched the world for who I believed the least of these were. And when I found the plight of children that were trafficked, forced to service, 10 to 15 of the most vile men on earth a day, then my search was over. Mm-hmm. I knew that you couldn't get any lower than some of these children that I found literally living and working and forced into the child sex trade. Exactly. When I say children, we have rescued children. I have personally seen children in brothels when I used to go undercover. I don't go undercover anymore. Mm-hmm. We do this strictly with the police in the cities and countries that we're in. But we have found children in brothels as young as 4 years old. Bill, there is no worse crime against a child since the dawn of creation. Mm. What these children are forced to do is a nightmare. It is absolutely horrendous.
Well, Dr. Jeff, I got to tell you, we've reported the sex trafficking. This has been heavy on my heart for many years. 10-plus years we've been reporting on it. And it is, as you say, it is horrific. It is beyond disgusting. And, I think it just even in terms domestically, what is happening within the borders of our country. You are in Cambodia. You are in other parts of the world where the debasement of humanity, of those that are created in the very image of God, what they have been reduced to is beyond disgust, is so evil. It is hard to express other than you just have to sense that the Father's heart is breaking over this.
Absolutely. And you know, what you just said is very important, Bill, because people ask me all the time, one of the things that I hear all the time is, why are you so obsessed with this? It's not your child. Mm-hmm. Not my child. Mm-hmm. This is what I believe is one of the things wrong in Christianity today. What does it matter whose child it is? It's God's child. His creation. He created each one of those children just as much as he created me, my children, my grandchildren. We've got to learn to do what Jesus told us to do, to love one another. And I can love any one of those children as my own. It shouldn't matter if it's our child. You know, it's interesting. It's like the three monkeys. It's so easy for people to turn a blind eye to this. Mm. See no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. People don't want to see it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to hear about it. But if it was their child, they would sell everything they own. They would contact Joy International, my organization, and say, please do something to get my child out of this. We'll do it for our own child. Well, God asked me years ago, if you would do it for your own child, would you risk your life for one of mine? Mm. How do you say no?
Exactly. Well, and the fact of the matter is, if we're not going to stand up, and you know, this whole idea that it's not your child, I mean, look what that has opened. You know, the possibilities. We've got sex trafficking to this level. You're talking 4 years old. I've heard as even younger than that, that there have been children who are of less age than 4 years old involved in sex trafficking. Then it's nothing. It's okay. You know, they just turn a blind eye to it, as you say. Abortion. You know, 60 million and counting babies have been aborted, mostly for the, you know, mostly because of convenience. I mean, even, you know, the survey says that originally it was all introduced because of, you know, what happens in the case of a mother's life or, you know, the baby incest, you know, or rape and that kind of deal. Mere exceptions that represent probably less than 1% of the abortions. So 98-99% of the abortions today is out of convenience. It's, I got, I hooked up with the wrong guy or the wrong sex. I really wanted a girl. And it's going to be a boy, so hey, we'll just set that aside. So now all this that God came and died for is perishable, right, Jeff?
Well, we've become desensitized to life. It's become something that is so easy to just toss on the side like it's nothing, like it's trash.
Right.
And this is what happens to these children. They're used for an average of 5 to 7 years until they're no longer desirable, and then they're tossed in the street like trash, or they're sold to what would be considered a lower brothel. But when they're tossed in the street, that's when they become streetwalkers, or they'll kill themselves, or they'll die of exposure or disease. It's an absolute nightmare. And like you were saying before, this isn't just in places like Cambodia and other third world countries.
Got to go to break right now, Jeff. We've got more with Jeff Brodsky after this.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's Mom, Dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
On the waters, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is Rosh Hashanah, which started last night and is the evening of Tuesday, September the 11th. And Dr. Jeff Brodsky is with us. And I will bring him back on with Lashana Tova. Dr. Jeff, I appreciate you being here with us, sir.
I appreciate you having me, Bill. It's an important message. People in the across the country, I know you're in 280 markets, and people need to hear this message.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, exactly. Well, your book, The Least of These, One Man's Remarkable Journey in the Fight Against Child Trafficking, 8 years ago, God put on your heart that you could walk barefoot to reinforce and to demonstrate to others just how important this issue is. It's estimated that as many as 21,000 child sex slaves or children who are trafficked may exist in the United States alone. We're talking, 4.5 million victims? Trafficked for the purpose?
There's 21 million victims globally.
Right.
They calculate the latest, you know, the number used to be 300,000. They recalculated that about a year ago, and they're saying now from the UN TIP report, that's the United Nations Trafficking in Persons report, the latest statistic is 21 to 30,000 child sex slaves in America, children that are trafficked across the United States. And those are the ones that they can calculate. There's no way that you can have a real number, because you don't know what happens with runaways and kidnappings. There's no way to get the actual number. But I would say that 21 to 30,000, if there's one that's being trafficked, it's a nightmare. But it's something that here in the United States, fortunately, across the United States, there are quite a few anti-trafficking police teams that are doing something to fight this. And then you have in different district attorneys. attorneys and with law enforcement where they're giving I remember it was a few years ago, the future Attorney General of Colorado heard me speak at a conference and asked me, she's now the Attorney General here, she asked me, Jeff, what's the answer to fighting this, to winning the war on this? And I said, mandatory sentencing, long-term sentencing, no plea bargaining, no time off for good behavior. You get caught trafficking and a minor, a child, you're going to prison for a long time. Mm-hmm. And her first conviction, this was about 2 years ago, was for a trafficker, a pimp, that was trafficking children. His sentence was the longest sentence ever in history, 476 years.
Ooh, wow.
Of course, without the possibility of parole. So that person will die in prison. You know, and people say to me, don't you want to kill these men that do this? And I say, this is what my answer, Bill. I want to see every one of them dead to themselves.
Yeah. Right.
And I want to see them come alive to Christ.
Amen.
It's difficult for people to understand this, but the God that I serve loves the abuser just as much as the child that's being abused. I want to see them go to prison for the rest of their lives, and hopefully their lives will turn around in prison. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't want to kill them. I want to see them die to themselves and come alive to Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is God who is the ultimate judger. It is not for us to be in that position. God knows the hearts, knows the stories behind these individuals, those that are being trafficked, the traffickers themselves. He's the one that knows the heart, and he's the best one to judge them. All we can do is, as you have done, Jeff, is to continue to point this out, because as we found out here recently, there's sex trafficking going on in our neighborhoods that we're not even aware of. You
That's
know,
right.
Kids hidden in broad daylight that have been abused,
correct.
Right?
That's absolutely correct. I showed my daughter a map of predators that are living within our own community. You can get that. You can get an app for it. It'll show the person's picture, their address, and what they've been convicted of. You would be astounded where predators live within your own communities. But, you know, something that's interesting, we were talking about, the perpetrators. There's a prison in Arizona that has contacted me. We have these barefoot miles now. They're happening not all across the United States, and now I've gotten invitations overseas as well. When I first started going barefoot, Bill, I had no thought of it ever being used as a fundraiser.
Mm.
But rescue operations are extremely expensive.
Right.
I leave this Saturday for Cambodia, where my team will be training a SWAT team, an anti-human trafficking task force SWAT team. They have been responsible for over 1,000 rescues since we started doing this training several years ago. But one training costs about $12,000 to $15,000, so it's very expensive. And there was a youth group out of a small church in Ohio, after they heard me speak, they said, we'd like to do a fundraiser to help you with your expenses. We want to walk a mile barefoot in solidarity with you. Can we call it the Barefoot Mile? And I said, well, sure, why not?
Yeah, right.
And they raised over $10,000, and I went, oh, my gosh, maybe there's something to this. And now we have them all over the country. We just had one this last Saturday, a group from a monastery, a group of nuns from a monastery did a barefoot mile in Monument, Colorado, and they also raised over $10,000. It's amazing what's been happening, and now they're happening all over the United States. But this prison in Arizona contacted me, and a group of prisoners want to do a barefoot mile. It's amazing.
Mm.
Some of them even convicted of abusing children. This is their form of repenting. It's just amazing how this is taking shape all over the United States, as well as overseas. I now have invitations to countries all over the world to do these barefoot miles.
And that's how we fight against this, Jeff. I mean, is that we come together as a people that want to right an injustice and do as much as we can for you, walking barefooted, you championing the cause, writing the book, coming on this radio show to tell your story, to bring back into the forefront, because we live in a society and in a culture that's immersed with news, political, all kinds of things that are being bantered about. But I would dare say that there's not a lot of conversation about sex trafficking in America today.
You know, it's interesting when you look at the things that cause wars around the world. There is no war greater that we should be fighting and working together. This crosses all religious, social barriers. Mm-hmm. There are no barriers here. We must join forces to fight this evil. Alone, I can do a little. Mm. But working together, we could accomplish so much more.
Amen.
Even just being on this show, being on your show, can literally, someone can be listening, that it can touch them in such a powerful way that it's amazing what one person can do when they hear the message. It brings back to my memory a gentleman that was in Anchorage, Alaska. Not was, he's in Anchorage, Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
He heard me on a 22-minute radio program that was broadcast from Arizona. He was in Anchorage, Alaska, and he heard the show, and he started a barefoot mile in Alaska. Well, this last year, they raised $217,000.
Wow.
As a result of that, we were able to do 5 police trainings this year alone. It's amazing what the power of the media can do when it's done in such a powerful way like this, where your voice goes forward and one person can be touched by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in a
Amen.
Way that is unexplainable.
Mm. In only the way that God can do that. 1981 was the year that you founded Joy International, and you have been barefoot all these years, traveled to over 70 nations,
yeah.
And you have seen this up close and very personal, Jeff. This book will go a long way in helping people. I mean, you document in your book what you've experienced, the evil that humanity has the capacity for. But we need to come together against this for the sake of, those that are affected by evil. The sex traffickers included, as you say, as well as our children that are being sex trafficked, you say, as early as 4 years old. I think in some cases it's been younger than that. That's how disgusting it has become, how evil it has become, the debasement of our fellow human beings, people who bleed just like us.
Joy International is one of those organizations that I will, whenever let's take a barefoot mile. Whenever we do a barefoot mile anywhere in the nation or the world, we always look for organizations in that community that's fighting child trafficking.
Mm.
Like in Anchorage, Alaska, there's an organization called Priceless.
Mm.
They help victims that have been rescued that want to come out of it. In Cambodia, AIM, Agape International Missions, once girls are rescued, they have to have a place to go.
Exactly.
We must join forces and be willing to work together, put away any jealousy or envy or fear. And we're fighting organized crime. So we need to organize and we need to fight this together because when we work together, everybody wins.
Without a doubt. He's the author of the book, The Least of These. Dr. Jeff Brodsky has been our guest. Jeff, real quick, where can people go to be in touch with you?
Real simple. My organization is Joy International. Just go to joy.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others.
cornerstone.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.